From the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. A change of address is something that can be unsettling, literally, or it can be the occasion for a welcome, fresh start. It depends. You see, the change of address may be something entirely of your own choosing, but for some people it can be something they had no choice in. They were forcibly moved on, or they believed they had to get out. So is a change of address a fresh and positive start to you and your life, possibly your work, or perhaps you move into a new place and are quite unsettled in heart and mind, in which case you may take time to cope and perhaps need to overcome some hurt, some disappointment, some bitterness. I say all that because our gospel passage starts by saying that Jesus changed home, leaving Nazareth and settling into the coastal town of Capernaum. Although Matthew had just mentioned that John had been arrested, Matthew doesn't say precisely why Jesus has moved house, but Luke in his gospel does. For Luke, there was just so much opposition to Jesus in his home place that he felt it better to move to a place that his family was not well known. What is amazing, and I'm sure instructive for you and me, is that Jesus does not leave Nazareth a bitter man, but rather it is the good news of the kingdom of heaven that Jesus proclaims from his new home in coastal Capernaum, and it's from a base there that he goes up and down the countryside, cures the sick, and shows great compassion for people suffering from ill health, it would seem ill health of mind as well as of body. There is a sense in which Jesus wants to waste no time, and certainly not allow the opposition to him in Nazareth to get the better of him, or blunt his enthusiastic energy to be of help to his fellow men and women. The passage from Matthew, as read in Catholic churches today on the 5th of January, omits the central sandwiched few verses that recount Jesus' choice of Simon, Andrew, James and John as his companions, as his disciples, as those who will follow his lead and take his message to far and wide, even after Jesus will have left the scene in 2 or 3 years' time. What may be interesting and indeed instructive for us, his current disciples, is to note how the Lord Jesus is as aware as any business manager would be that if the prize is worth working for, it will require teamwork. It is bigger even than the one who is its inspiration. In this case, Jesus, Savior and Teacher, chooses his team, and they're about to learn the joy and inspiration of being with him, learning from him, and in due course they'll also learn that fidelity to the mission may require the ultimate sacrifice. They would in due course taste the bitter chalice of suffering, but, as our faith teaches us, death is a gateway and not the final word. The rejection of one's hometown is one thing, Jesus knew early on. He was, and would need to be, prepared for the rejection that led to a sham trial and execution. He was. And this sacrifice was accepted by his Father and ours. Jesus lives, and those who can press forward without bitterness, even after severe disappointment, will likewise triumph and be made glad.